This is a group processing session by L. Ron Hubbard, given on the 8th of October, 1956. The title is Group Processing, Keep Him, Her from Going Away. This group processing session is 72 minutes long. Reproduced by Golden Era Productions.
I understand that there's some people here that have got some sneezes sympathetically with all this. You understand there's all kinds of colds in the bank. We've got an unlimited supply. The truth of the matter is that radiation is an oddity simply because it is invisible. You got the idea? It's invisible. There's no mass connected with it. I'll tell you the only process that I've worked out that seems to have any influence on it at once. And there is such a process. And you simply fill the space of the room with lead bricks or something. You just keep filling up space with mass. You tell the freak, we're all right. Now you see this room, you see the space in it, and he says yes, and you say, well, fill it all up full of lead bricks. You know, just keep that up for a while, and he gets a change. Almost any of our standard processes work on this, by the way. It's quite fascinating, and I notice some people here, and we never speak in public about past or anything like that, but the genetic line has evidently been on planet after planet that's been wiped out by radiation. So don't be too surprised that people in general can't face it. So don't be amazed. But evidently, there's just been a planet, and everything was getting along fine, and they had skyscrapers and houses and boats, and everything was going along fine, and then some damn fool invented radiation, and that's the end of the planet. And everybody took off, and they went to the next planet, and everything was getting along fine, and they had security exchange commissions and chancellors of the exchequer, and they had all kinds of things and societies and ballets, and everything was just going along fine, and some damn fool invented radiation. So everybody took off and went to the next planet. This is the track. But call something to your attention. If life had been totally overwhelmed by radiation, it would now consider itself radiation. And it doesn't yet do that. Now, for instance, there are a lot of freakers that consider themselves space. They're so overwhelmed by space, they consider themselves space. And this phenomenon we call running all over the universe. Fellow can't centralize himself. He can't look from anywhere at anything, you know? He's looking from over here and here and over here and here and so forth. He has just been overwhelmed by space, you see? Now, it means that we do have this oddity at this time. His life has not yet, in spite of this tremendous backtrack of white cloud physics and matters, yet does not have the idea that it is totally hopeless. Give you an idea, here I am talking to you about it as, if you please, a problem. Not an inevitability, but a problem. That's all. I mean, we don't consider it any more than that. It is a problem. We think we can do something about it. We think possible for something to happen. Not only proof of a body against this, but also to do something even with government so that they say, oh, well. You mean to say there's somebody in the government exploding bombs? You're saying, yes. Well, who's supposed to tell him to stop? You are. Well, I am. Yes, you. There'll be somebody someplace in the government that's in this post. I think somebody started the bomb, experimental bomb project, you see. And then they forgot who started it, and they've forgotten who's supposed to give the orders, you know, not to do it. I think it's as goofy as this. It's some administrative trick. I sound very snide about that, but it's true that this is what happens in governments. You go on board a ship, take over command of a new ship or something like that. You always find somebody busily doing something down in the engine room or something. He racks up all of the cans of oil on the place that's they're bound to fall off and get in the gears, you know. And you say, what are you doing that for? Oh, I don't know. That's what we've always done. Well, why don't you get those things stored in a proper place? Well, I couldn't do that. The chief engineer wants them stored there. What you want to ask at that time is, what chief engineer? You trace it back to 5 chief engineers ago. Nobody's noticed it since, so they're still putting these cans of oil along that rack, don't you think? When the chief engineer left the ship, he didn't bother to countermand all of his orders. He wanted those to stay that way. Now, as far as its exact influence on health, you actually have to be subjected to 300 regimen day after day after day after day, week after week after week, to really start to stagger up. Of course, in a bomb blast, it goes up to thousands of regimen, even distant from the area when you do get sick. But it isn't a problem that is going to upset anybody for the next 2 or 3 years. 2 or 3 years before everybody you meet has influenza. I just don't want you to be mystified 2 or 3 years from now when influenza becomes commoner. Say there are more germs. Yeah, there's some germs running around, atomic physicists. We could relegate this to a committee for further study and advices to inform a government that it wasn't quite the thing to do if we found out that it actually was doing anything. We could do that at that time, at this time, if we wish to make an expression on the matter. But I don't want you to make an expression just on my say-so alone, and it isn't really one of these terribly urgent things. We really should at least relegate it to study. As I say, the Hazi is already studying. But it's not studying it on a third dynamic problem. Studying it is a scientific therapy problem. That's a different problem. But the situation is not going to deteriorate with terrific rapidity. I say it will be years, 2 years anyway. It will probably be clear in the next March. You know, probably 2 or 3 weeks from now before everybody breaks down. As I say, there are very many things you can do. One of the effective things to do is fill up all the mass of a room. That is this process. You have pretty quick sit there and simply fill up all the space in the room with mass. Carefully, brick by brick or block by block. It does some odd things. It also runs out religion. Why does it run out of religion? Because religion had a dependency upon space, don't you see? It thought of the gods, this is an ancient time, the thought of gods soaring through the air, and so forth. You were asking people to conceive a static, to look into space and see nothing. When you ask people to do this, they don't feel well. You have to get them accustomed to it. So the indicated process is to ask them to fill the room up full of mass. All space in the room. One of the ways I've been doing it is make some space in this room. The space is there. I tell them, make the space in the room. Now fill it up full of bricks. They get 1 row of bricks, and 2 rows of bricks, and 3 rows of bricks, 4 rows of bricks, 5 rows of bricks. That's very difficult. They can eventually say, bricks. Boy, the room is as solid as can be as far as they're concerned. You can work on a gradient scale until they can do this. After a while, you ask them, how much space now could you tolerate in this room full of bricks? They take out 1 grain of dust off 1 brick, leaving 1 hole. Tolerate that much. And then you just improve that until you can tolerate space in the room. You see, it's a reverse loop. You don't ask them to confront space on a gradient scale. You ask them to fill space full of mass and then take away the mass. As much space as they can tolerate, until they can tolerate space. And then you'll find they can easily spot spots in space. When they can do that, radiation doesn't bother them very much. Because it's an invisible space phenomenon. See that? Well, the reason I'm talking to you about that is that I'm not going to process you on anything even vaguely related to that, huh? Not even going to process you on anything vaguely related to that. What have these dummies doing up here? Well, what are they doing going that way? You'll find out. You'll find out. Now, this handsome gentleman we see over here on my right is him. It's not Papa now, that's him. That is any man any of you have ever had any difficulty with. All right, now we find this charming lady over here on my left. And that is any... That's a girl. That's just her, you see. Her. Dame. She. By H. Rider Haggard. Anyway. There she is. Got her?
Yep.
Now that's any girl, dame, skirt, mother, wife... that you've ever had any trouble with. Got it? Huh? You got these two now?
Yeah.
All right, let's look at him. Let's look at him. That is the low-life dog who. You fill in the blank. Did you fill in the blank?
Yeah.
All right, and this is the low-life blank that. You fill in the blank. Got it?
Yes.
You got her. You identified?
Yeah.
All right. Now let's look at him again. Got him nicely identified now?
Yes.
That's not just still an it there, is it? You assign a personality to that now. Got it?
Yeah.
Got it? All right. Now let's look at her and let's confirm this personality. As far as she's concerned. Got it? All right, now let's look at him again. And now the process which we're going to run at this time is a very simple process. It's very, very simple. We're merely going to ask you to keep him from going away. That's all. All right? All right, now, you keep him from going away.
Did you?
Yes.
All right, that's real good. Now, let's look at her. Now, you keep her from going away. Did you?
Yes.
All right. That's fine. How are you doing on these two now? You being very effective? Huh? Not being effective on that? You are being effective on that. That's good. All right. Now look at him. And you keep him from going away. You really making that now? Huh? You really making it? All right, now look at her. And you keep her from going away.
All right, you make it?
Yes.
You make it better than you did the first time?
Oh, yes.
You really got to clamp down?
Yes.
All right. Now, is there anybody who is simply saying, well, it's there, I don't really have to do anything about it? Is there anybody who's doing this? You wouldn't confess it if you were. Now, listen. Look at him now. And you keep him from going away. Okay, how's that, huh? Getting better at it? Anybody have a little funny sensations in their faces or anything like this when they do that?
Yeah.
Well, don't worry about that. Don't worry about that. And also, I don't care how much effort you use in restraining him. I don't care how much effort you use. Use all the effort you want to. All right, now look at her. And you keep her from going away. All right, that's fine. That's fine. Oh, you're doing a good job on that, huh? Getting better at it. You're getting so you can use more effort. Good, all right. Now, look at him. And you keep him, you do it now, you keep him from going away. All right, that's fine. That's fine. Getting better at it?
Yeah.
Still getting face?
Yeah.
Well, all right. Now, look at her. Look at her. And you keep her from going away. All right, that's fine. Did you do it?
Yes.
Did you do it? You getting any solider? Huh?
Yeah.
All right, you getting any stiller?
Yes.
All right. All right, now look at him. Now you keep him from going away. right, that's fine. That's fine. That's fine. You getting better?
Yes.
Getting much better?
Yes.
You get real quiet that time, huh? Real quiet? Well, look, he can get much quieter and much heavier. Look at her now. And you keep her from going away. Okay, how's that?
Good.
Good. Good. All right. Does this do funny things with your cold? You look at him now. You look at him now. Everybody look at him. All right. Now this time, let's stop this nonsense now. I'm just slightly preventing it now. You absolutely and continuously keep him from going away. All right, did you make that better now? Huh?
Yeah.
That better?
Yeah.
All right, look at her. And you keep her from going away. All right. Is that getting better?
Yes.
Find it easier to do?
Yes.
You sure?
Yes.
Find it much easier to do?
Yes.
No?
No.
Getting harder?
No.
Well, you're not putting enough effort into it. Now, let's get some effort into this. All right. Look at him. Look at him. Now, you keep him from going away. All right. Did you win?
Yes.
Are you winning better?
Yes.
Has anybody gone through a period of feeling apathetic or sad?
Yeah.
You have? Who hasn't had anything happen at all? All right. Now, can you think of a way in which you could prevent them from going away? Well, you're not having anything happen at all. It's better to just think of a way you could prevent them than nothing. But the rest of you are doing all right. The rest of you are doing all right. Now, you look at her. And if you were 3 feet back of her head and she was walking off, how would you stop her now? That would you?
Yeah.
Could you think?
Yeah.
Well, regardless of trying to figure it out, just do it. You keep her from going away. Okay, getting sharper at it? Getting a little sharper at it. Good. Do you realize that sometime, someplace, maybe armed with a gun, you might have kept somebody if you had enough chains? Has anybody gotten that cognition yet? Well, all right, Lee, we'll do better here. We'll do better. Do you know why we're doing this process? Well, there's something you can do. You can figure that out. All right. Now, look at him. Look at him now. All of you are doing real fine now. Now, you keep him from going away. All right. You winning real good on that now?
Yeah.
Is he getting nice and still?
Yeah.
Is he getting nice and solid?
Yeah.
All right. Now, you look at her. And you keep her from going away. You making it?
Yes.
Is it getting easier to do?
Yes.
Is it getting more difficult?
No.
Well, all right. Is she getting quiet?
Yes.
Well, a woman with her reputation, it's about time she did. Now, let's look at him now. And I tell you, a fellow who has served you as badly as he has served you, for you to be so nice as to even keep him from going away, it's pretty darn decent of you. Pretty darn decent of you. So you keep him from going away. All right, that's pretty good now, huh?
Yes.
That's pretty good now, huh?
Yeah.
I tell you, you're using your own body to assist you in doing this?
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
No.
Feel any strain on your own body as you do this?
No.
Huh? Well, all right. You're doing all right, though, huh? Is anybody still stuck in the slough of despond on this? All right, now you look at her. And you keep her from going away. You making it?
Yes.
Making it much better?
Yes.
Huh? Does it seem to you like you've ever done this before?
Yes.
There's something vaguely familiar about this, is there? Well, all right. All right. Now, you're doing pretty good about this whole thing, huh? Doing pretty good. All right, we're going to do something just a little bit different now, although we will come back to doing that one. Could we do something just a little bit different?
Yeah.
Well, we're going to keep them from going away, and then we're going to make them flip-flop. Okay? All right. Now, you look at him, and you keep him from going away. All right, you manage that?
Yeah.
All right, now you make him flip-flop. How's that? That's a little bit different making your hand flip-flop, isn't it? All right, now you look at her. And you keep her from going away. All right. Now, you make her flip-flop. Did you?
Yeah.
Did you manage it?
Yeah.
Well, all right. Now, you look at him. And you keep him from going away. All right, that's good. Now you make him flip-flop. How's that?
Very good.
That pretty good?
Yeah.
Or did you make it better that time?
Yeah.
You get them flip-flop harder.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Now, who failed to make them flip-flop at all?
I did.
All right. Now, I tell you what you do. You just at least get a kind of a blurry vision of him. Got that? Kind of squint at him until he does something. Got it? All right, now you look at her. And you keep her from going away. All right. Good. Good. All right. Now, you make her flip-flop. All right. Did you really succeed that time? You really succeeded, huh? All right. Did you try what I said? Huh? Did you get her at least blurring a little bit? All right. If either of these dummies become quiet, Have they become very quiet? And then did they get unquiet? All right. Now you look at him. You look at him, and you keep him from going away. All right. All right. Good. Now you make him flip-flop. All right, you win better then?
Yeah.
Huh? What's the matter? Somebody getting... What'd he do, get less still? Huh?
Yeah.
Well, this time when you first did it, was he less still than before, when you start to keep him from going away? Huh? All right, now you look at her. You look at her. And you keep her from going away. All right, all right. Now you make her flip-flop. All right. Do you do better at that time?
Oh, yes.
You're doing much better. All right. That's good. That's good. Now, you look at him. And you keep him from going away. All right. Now you make him flip-flop. All right, how's that? Huh? All right, getting better now, huh?
Yeah.
All right, now you look at her. You look at her. Now you keep her from going away. All right. Fine. Fine. Now, you make her flip-flop. All right, how's that now, huh?
Good.
You just did fine there, huh? How you doing on the process, huh? Doing pretty good? Has anybody still got funny things moving around on their faces? Nothing like that, huh? All right, I tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to turn these dummies around now. Here you are, dear. There you are. Get this one turned around here. That's right. Good boy. You know, he was upset. He was emotionally upset a moment ago. One of you back here somewhere failed to keep him from going away, and he has no will of his own. All right. Now we're going to do something just a little bit different, if it's all right with you. We're going to put him there. You get the idea?
Yes.
We're just going to put a man there. Simple. Got it? Now you put a man there. Did you?
Yes.
All right. Now you put a woman there. Did you manage it?
Yeah.
All right. Now you put a man there.
Yeah.
All right. Now you put a woman there.
Yes.
All right. Now you put a man there. Good. Good. Now you put a woman there. Do it?
Mm-hmm.
All right, now you put a man there. You do it?
Yes.
All right, now you put a woman there. Okay. Now you put a man there. Good. Now you put a woman there. All right. How's that going?
Good.
You getting better at it?
Yes.
Are the men and the women looking more lifelike up here?
Yes.
All right. Now you put a man there. All right. Now you put a woman there. Good. Now you put a man there. Good. Now you put a woman there. All right. How you doing?
Good.
You getting better at this?
Yeah.
More positive, huh?
Yeah.
All right. Now you put a man there.
Yes.
Good. And you put a woman there. Good, now you put a man there.
Yeah.
Good, now you put a woman there.
Yeah.
Good, now you put a man there.
Yeah.
All right, now you put a woman there.
Yeah.
Good, am I going too fast for you?
No.
Well, let's speed it up. Now you put a woman there. Come on.
Yeah.
All right, now you put a man there.
Yeah.
Did you do it?
Yes.
All right, you put a woman there.
Yes.
Good, now you put a man there.
Yes.
All right, how's that?
Yes.
That confused enough?
Yes.
All right, now we will try it again. Then we'll. That's the test we make. All right, now, you put a man there.
Yes.
Good, you put a woman there.
Yes.
Good, now you put a man there. Good, now you put a woman there.
Yes.
Good, now you put a man there.
Yes.
Good, now you put a woman there.
Yes.
Good, now you put a man there.
Yes.
Good, now you put a woman there.
Yes.
Good, now you put a woman there.
Yes.
Good, now you put a man there.
Yes.
Good, now you put a woman there.
Yes.
Good, now you put a man there.
Yes.
All right, now you put a man there.
Yes.
Good, now you put a woman there.
Yes.
Good, now you put a man there.
Yes.
Good, now you put a woman there.
Yes.
All right, how you doing?
Good.
Doing pretty good at this, huh?
Yeah.
Well, there's another little trick that I'd like to put up here. You prepared for it? Get yourself braced. Now that you've put him there, you see the... be careful not to invalidate the preclear ever. Now that you've put him there, look at the man. You see that man?
Yeah.
All right. You give him an engram bank. You got one?
Yes.
All right. You know what I mean now? I need a bunch of mental image pictures and things and stuff and tonsillectomies and FAC ones and whole track and, you know? Give them the works. Don't stint it. Give them a mind, in other words. Now, let's do a good job of that now. Now, I'll ask you how good a job you did. Which one is in re-stimulation? Oh, you hadn't thought of that, huh? All right. All right. Now, let's look at her over here. Now, you give her an engram bank. Good one? Huh? All right. Now, we'll consider there's a new man over here. You give him an engram bank.
Okay.
All right, now see this woman?
Yes.
All right, this is a new woman. You demolished the other one. All right, now you give her an engram bank. Got that?
Yes.
You doing well?
Yes.
All right, now see this man over here?
Yes.
New man. You give him an engram bank. Got it?
Yes.
All right, now see this woman over here? All right, it's a new woman. You give her an engram bank. Got that?
Yeah.
All right, see this man over here? You give him an engram bank. See that? All right, see this woman over here? Now you give her an engram bank.
Yeah.
All right, see this man over here?
Yeah.
Now you give him an engram bank.
Yeah.
Now see this woman over here?
Yeah.
Now you give her an engram bank.
Yeah.
Now how are you making it there? Now there's something I want you to stress. We're going to keep on with the same one, but this time I want you to stress something. The reality of the bank. How real it is. You get the idea? You give him an engram bank that's real. You know? You got that now. All right. Now, see this man over here? You give him an engram bank that's real. You say how real it is. All right, that's fine. Now, you see this woman over here?
Yeah.
All right, you give her an engram bank that's real. How real it is, too, you know. Real, real. Every particle and spatial relationship in it is real, actual, factual. You doing well on that?
Yeah.
All right, see this man over here?
Yeah.
Now you give him an engram bank that's real. Anybody getting little flicker flicks of energy in front of their face or anything like that? You're not supposed to have those, you know. All right, see this woman over here? Now, you give her an engram bank that's real. You do it?
Yes.
All right, see this man over here? You give him an engram bank that's real. How real it is. You do that real good?
Yeah.
All right, see this woman over here? Now you give her an engram bank that's real. All right, how's that?
Yeah.
Pretty good?
Yeah.
All right, now you see this man over here?
Yeah.
You give him an engram bank that's real. How's that?
Yeah.
Pretty good? Which engram was in restimulation? Well, what do you think he's going to do with that much bank now? Huh? Society for the Cruelty to Mannequins will be after us. All right, but he's okay there, huh?
Yeah.
He's okay. Anything happen while you're doing this, bad or good?
Mm.
Something did happen? You want to do that some more or you want to change? You want to do it some more? All right, see that man over there?
Yeah.
All right, you give him an engram bank that's real. All right, you see this woman over here?
Yeah.
Now you give her an engram bank that's real. You got that?
Yeah.
All right, we're going to change it just slightly now. See that man over here?
Yeah.
Now, you give him an engram bank that he generated himself. You give him a bank that he generated himself. You got that? A little bit different curve. He did it.
Yep.
Got that?
Yeah.
All right, see this woman over here?
Yeah.
Now, you give her an engram bank that she generated herself.
Okay.
You do that successfully?
Yeah.
All right, see this man over here?
Yeah.
Well, you give him an engram bank that he generated himself. He did it himself. Got that?
Mm-hmm.
All right, see this woman over here?
Mm-hmm.
Now, you give her an engram bank that she generated herself.
Yeah.
How are you doing on this?
Good.
All right, you see this man over here?
Yeah.
Well, now you give him an engram bank that he generated himself. All right, how's that now?
Very good.
Huh? Let's do it one more time. See this woman?
Yes.
All right, you give her an engram bank that she generated herself. Did you do that successfully?
Yeah.
Well, all right. All right. How's that now? All right, just throw these dummies away now. You get two totally new dummies. Did you do that?
Yeah.
All right, now you look at him.
Yeah.
All right, now you look at her.
Yeah.
All right, now you look at him.
Yeah.
All right, now you look at her.
Yeah.
All right, now you look at him. All right, now you look at her.
Yes.
All right, now you look at him.
Yes.
Okay, now you look at her.
Yes.
All right, now how's that, huh?
All
right, very, very good. Very, very good. Now, how quiet is he? Is he pretty still?
Yes.
Well, you just look at him close. Is he real still? There's no quiver, tremor there any place. No wibble wobble in any way. Huh? Well, how solid is he?
Very solid.
Very solid. Huh? Very solid. Let's see if we can't get him more solid than this by this process. You keep him from going away. All right. Now, look at her. Now, you keep her from going away. Okay, how's that?
Good.
Now we're going to vary it just to the degree of making him flip-flop. Now, you keep him from going away. All right. All right, that's good. Now, you make him flip-flop. How was that? All right, now you look at her. Now, you keep her from going away. All right, now you make her flip-flop. Okay, how's that? All right, now look at him. Now you keep him from going away. All right, you make him flip-flop. All right, that's fine. Now look at her. Now you keep her from going away. Good. Now you make her flip-flop. All right, that pretty good?
Yeah.
All right, now we're going to add a third one. Third one, just to round it off here. Going to keep him from going away. We're going to make them flip-flop, and then going to leave them totally uncontrolled, okay? All right. Now, look at him. Now, you keep him from going away. Good. Now, you make him flip-flop. Good. Now, you leave him totally uncontrolled. All right, now you look at her. You keep her from going away. All right, you make her flip-flop. And now you leave her totally uncontrolled. All right, now look at him. You keep him from going away. All right, now you make him flip-flop. All right, now you leave him totally uncontrolled. All right, that's fine. Did you do it?
Yep.
All right, now you look at her.
Yep.
You keep her from going away. All right, you make her flip-flop. All right, now you leave her totally uncontrolled. You making that a little easier, leaving it totally uncontrolled?
Yeah.
Some of you have an anchor point or two on one of them. All right, now you look at him. You keep him from going away. All right, you make him flip-flop. All right, you leave him totally uncontrolled. That pretty good?
Yeah.
All right, now you look at her. You keep her from going away. All right, you make her flip-flop. All right, you leave her totally uncontrolled. Okay, how's that? Huh? Doing all right now, huh?
Yeah.
All right, you look at him.
Yeah.
And we're just going to look at him. All right, you look at her.
Yep.
All right, you look at him.
Yeah.
All right, you look at her.
Yeah.
All right, you find a member of the audience and look at him or her. All right, look at him, dummy.
Yeah.
All right, look at her. All right, let's find a member in the audience and look at that person. All right, you look at him, the dummy. All right, you look at her. All right, you find a member of the audience. Good, all right, we're going to change it again. Find another member of the audience. All right, find another member of the audience. All right, find another member of the audience. Good, all right, find another member of the audience. All right, find another member of the audience. All right, now how you doing, huh? All right, find a member of the audience. Good, 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 find a member of the audience. Fine, find a member of the audience. Fine, find a member of the audience. All right, find a member of the audience. All right, find an auditor up here. Thank you very much.